If you've listened to the show for any amount of time, I appreciate that, and I thank you. Maybe you have heard our next guest on before. It was just days after the invasion of Ukraine that Pavlo Bandrisky joined us. He is the Vice President of Ukrainian Congress Committee of America. And I read last week that Putin is now offering Ukrainians Russian passports. Tell me no one's going to take advantage of that, Pavlo.
Well, Lisa, you know, there's always some delusional people in every large population, you know, but it's certainly not something that people would do voluntarily. And from what we understand, a lot of people that have taken up this offer basically were forced to at the wrong end of a gun. Lisa, good afternoon. I think the last time we spoke was back on June 3rd. And, you know, it's sad to report that the brutal Russian aggression against the Ukrainian people still goes on. You know, over the last 6-7 weeks, there continued to be a relentless assault on the Ukrainians and especially on vulnerable civilian targets. You know, after the invaders had to recalibrate their path of destruction, focusing on the south and the east, because of the massive losses they experienced under their original war campaign, the war has been grinding along at a slower but at a very, very destructive pace.
Yes, and they're hoping that it will just carry on. I'm speaking about the Russians, or one in particular, the evil one, that, you know, the rest of the world will forget. And unfortunately, Pavlov, I mean, the support that was there in the first 48 hours and the first 48 days is waning, and I think we cannot let people forget.
Well, you're absolutely right that it's not front of mind for people as it was when the war broke out. I mean, it was just so shocking that we would have this type of thing happening now in the 21st century, you know, at a time when we'd seen peace in Europe for nearly 80 years now. And all of a sudden have it so violently broken. But, you know, the war is still a real thing for the Ukrainians. You know, the Russian side that they were going to take a time out to regroup recently. But, you know, that was not evident to the Ukrainians because they've been suffering under a nonstop missile and rocket attack. Russia's fired over 3,000 missiles at Ukraine. And however, I could report that the recent American-supplied artillery, such as the HIMARS and the rocket launchers, these are starting to make a difference on the battlefield, and the Russian invaders have achieved no advances in the last 2 weeks.
I will tell you, I have talked to some teachers in suburban areas around Chicago who are welcoming Ukrainian children into their classrooms this fall, getting them prepared, and they said the saddest things is that They welcome the family, but it's really a mom and kids, that all the dads are back there still fighting, and it's just such a difficult thing for these children to have to enter a school year in a country that is so unfamiliar to them.
Well, you know, imagine having to leave your father behind, your grandparents behind, and others, and just, you know, doing what your mom tells you because your life is at stake, and going to a foreign land where you don't speak the language, you know, it's been really difficult. Now, one of the things that the Ukrainian community has been doing is they have a summer program, an immersive English language class for grammar school kids, you know, from kindergarten up to eighth grade. And that's been at the St. Nicholas School in the Ukrainian village. And they have dozens and dozens of kids who've signed up for this program. And order to give them a little bit of a leg up for when the fall starts and they've got to get back into regular classes.
I know that the Ukrainian wrestling team is here as well, and you've got something coming up with them?
Well, we do. There's another holiday, you know, on July 31st, the Ukrainian community here in Chicagoland is going to commemorate the national holiday, Day of Ukrainian Statehood. It's going to take place over at the St. Volodymyr Ukrainian Catholic, or Ukrainian Orthodox Cathedral, which is on the corner of Oakley Boulevard and Cortez, starting at 1:30. And the members of the Ukrainian Olympic wrestling team that's currently in training here in Indiana, they have a program set up for about 4 weeks in Indiana where they're going through an intensive program they're going to be participating there, and it'll be a great chance for people to meet some of these Olympic medal wrestlers and see what they're all about. Yeah.
Well, thank you for continuing to fight for your home country and all those who are arriving here. And we encourage everyone to join you on the 31st.
Thank you so much, Lisa. All the best.
Pavlo Brandrisky, the vice president of Ukrainian Congress Committee of America. One of my favorite things on the show is a newsroom temperature check. That is coming up next. But first, Mary's got a check on weather and traffic.